The mother of Sayed Nuri covered her face and used her handbag to bat away cameras as she arrived at court. Her son has been formally charged with 18 counts of attempted murder and one of reckless conduct endangering life. As he entered the dock, the 32-year-old cried briefly when faced with his weeping mother, sitting in the body of the court. During the brief hearing, he bowed his head as the charges against him were read out by the police prosecutor. Nuri didn't apply for bail and was remanded until his next appearance on Wednesday. His barrister, Tass Antos, told the court his client faced significant physical and mental health issues in custody. And the incident has turned the spotlight on community services. Former Australian of the Year Professor Patrick McGorry is calling for urgent reform.
It's really trying to understand how we can prevent these terrible tragedies and make the community safer. And one way, one very important way, is to strengthen our really collapsing mental health system, which is over the last 10 years or so has really been disinvested in and retreated back into a very residual sort of state. And it can't cope with the needs of Victorians for treatment of mental illness.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews acknowledges lessons can be learnt.
Every tragedy, every incident, every case is an opportunity to review and find better ways to do things. We have provided additional resources to our mental health treatment sector, and we're proud to have done that.
With 12 victims of the car attack still in hospital, three in a critical condition, Mr. Andrews has urged patience in the judicial process.
It will take some time, but the most important thing is there's only one way to do this, and you've got to acknowledge it's got to be done in a deliberate, painstaking way. It's got to be done properly.
The incident has also prompted authorities to boost security for big events over the Christmas New Year period, including the Boxing Day Ashes test at the MCG. Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Stephen Lean says hundreds of officers will be deployed.
We'll see police at railway stations, tram stops, locally wherever you are, but most importantly as you approach the ground. There'll be police and security on approach, and there'll be certainly bag searches, wanding, and lots of police and security on the outside to make sure people get in safely. No matter what we do, we want to keep cars away from pedestrians and from the crowd. In the current environment, that becomes more important.
Cricket Australia Chief Executive James Sutherland has urged patrons to be ready for increased security measures.
It's important for people to plan their day, to plan ahead, to use public transport as much as they possibly can, be aware of the parking restrictions around the ground, to get here early and plan ahead. And I think that's the best advice we can give to anyone.